Blog Talk Radio.
I need some advice.
I got you. It is what it is. Inspiring, motivating, and networking. That's what it's all about. Open Talk 2. You're chatting with Cindy. Hi, everybody. Good morning. You are chatting here with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. My credit intro goes to Alicia Keys, Girls on Fire, Rita Ora, R.I.P., and Tupac, California Love. Again, I want to say good morning. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, I want to thank my supporters as my platform continues to build. This is what the show is all about. It's about inspiring, motivating, and networking with each other. And I want to encourage women to live out their dreams, to be successful in whatever that they do. Remember, the platform to being successful is to allow yourself to research the type of business ideas that you want to develop and then perfect them into life. Again, thank you for all your emails and all your ideas. So keep your emails going. Keep your emails flowing. Last week on the show, we discussed some business ideas on how to overcome obstacles, and I also kind of gave you some foundations on how to write your book. So if you're trying to get that book out, don't stop. Keep writing. Take a step back and continue how to write it until it's completed. That's why we set goals, and we try to do them obtainable and measurable. So when you have that guideline and you're knowing when you're trying to complete something, remember, do a 30-day or a 60-day or a 90-day increment. If you need longer, then write it down. But regardless, have a plan and try to be realistic with your goals. So today we're going to be discussing some additional business ideas, as I always do, and we're going to kind of touch a certain subject on bullying. I know this is a sensitive issue, but it's out there, and we can't turn our backs on it. So We need to do something about it or help the kids out there. But before I do that, I had my ear to the street this weekend, which was Sunday, and I'm going to just talk about the Atlanta housewife. MJ, are you there?
I am here.
Hey, MJ. How are you this morning? You doing okay this morning?
Good, girl.
Girl, what did you think about the housewives? What do you think about Portia going to the strip club?
You know, I have no problem with what Portia going to the strip club. I don't prefer strip clubs, so if that was her belief and that's the reason why she didn't want to go, I mean, I don't know if it's because of Cordell. I don't know if it's because she don't like them. Whatever it is, if she didn't want to go, she shouldn't have to go. That's just
I don't know. I kind of think that NeNe blew it out of proportion about, but I really do think Cordell had something to do with her deciding to go or not. I just think she was kind of scared of him, but, you know, of course, they're not going to portray that. But NeNe had to put her two cents in and laid it down about that strip club. Now, me personally, I don't like strip clubs. There's nothing against their personal, you know, their issues and going to gentlemen clubs. And I don't want to take nothing, I guess, away from their profession or their career. I just don't want that switch shaking on me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I agree. And not, it wasn't a male review. It was a female review. So, I mean,
right.
To each his own. That's what you like, that's what you like. But, I mean, Portia, like, okay, I'm not going to look at no women shake their butt. I just can't do it. Sorry.
And she didn't go. That's the thing. You know, she tickled me. I mean, I was like, well, go on, girl. Take a stance. If you ain't going, she didn't go. Nobody said nothing to her right away. But, you know, they talked about behind her back, as always, as they always do. But what do you think? Would your husband get mad if you had a girl's outing or a girl's trip and you went to a strip club? You think your husband would get mad?
No, he wouldn't, and I wouldn't get mad if he went to one. I mean, if he was going to one, like, every day, every night, then, yeah, that's a problem. But, I mean, just to go with your girls, I mean, no, he wouldn't trip out that. Mm-mm.
I don't know. I don't think my husband would let me go to no girl, no strip club, men or women. That's just not who he is. He old-fashioned. He ain't let me go to no club. Watch nobody be shaking. They thrill him.
Oh, I'm going to get my money away.
Girl, I know. What about the whole girl trip? You think they had fun?
I think it was more scripted for the show. I mean, because when I think of girls trip, I think of people that you actually bond with. These girls ain't really bonding together. They talk about each other. I mean, that's not, to me, that wasn't a true girls trip.
Yeah, you're right. It was probably more scripted for the show. That's right.
It was just
too scripted. Yeah, you're right. And poor Kenya girl, she's trying to find a man. Did you see the segment where Nene was trying to fix her up with Wally, the guy that at the restaurant?
Yeah.
I said, that is a mess.
Poor Kenya.
I said, and you know, and then he was like, looked like he was older. I was like, no, that's not Kenya's type. And so what about the video? Gone with the Wind, Fabulous.
All I know is I think that's going to be a drag queen's anthem. That video was hilarious. I mean,
girl, that was off the chain. I say she made a statement to everybody that she portrayed in the video.
That was funny.
That was too funny.
I give props to Kenya for that one.
I know. That was a mess. And you saw Lawrence was on there, too.
Yes, I
did. You see Lawrence made his debut on the video? That was probably right up his alley.
Miss Lawrence, yes.
Miss Lawrence, girl. And did you see Phaedra and Kenya, their DVDs are coming out. Well, actually, they're already out. You know,
they're out already, yeah.
Supposedly, Kenya's DVDs are doing good in sales, that, you know, she's making more money than Phaedra's DVD. I was like, okay.
I'm really not surprised.
Yeah, because, I mean, who wants a donkey booty? I'd rather a stallion booty than a donkey booty. You know?
Yeah, donkey butt is not a
marketable thing, huh?
It was cute back in the 90s, the donkey butt and the big old legs, you know?
Yeah.
But now, not so much.
Girl, I don't know. Well, all right, MJ, I thank you for calling, and I'll talk to you next week, MJ.
All righty.
All righty, girl. Have a good one. All right, guys, that was my little segment of Ear to the Street. Today we're going to kind of talk about bullying in school. What is bullying? Bullying is, I guess, a form of abuse or unwanted aggressive behavior. And it could be verbally, it could be physically, however, it's unwanted. So today on the show, I have a high school teenager that's going to just talk briefly about bullying at her high school. Thank God she's never been bullied. But she's kind of going to tell the listeners where teenagers can go if they kind of need some help on being bullied. So with that being said, I have Marie on the show. Good morning, Marie. How are you today? Thanks for calling to Open Talk, too.
Good morning.
Thank you for calling in this morning. Well, let me ask you a little question. Is bullying an all-time high at your school?
Not really. The students at my school are pretty much aware of the consequences and stuff. So they don't go to desperate measures. Instead of bullying, they would resolve their problems in more appropriate manners.
Okay. Do you know someone, I guess, that has been bullied now or in the past?
I don't know anyone that has, but I remember in early middle school, there was this girl who had a lot of hatred for everyone, and she would just try to bully on anyone who appeared to be weak. And she just didn't want to make herself seem like she was weak also, but she resorted to bullying, and she messed with a lot of the girls by pushing them around or calling them names. But, I mean, sooner or later, she had to stop because people started reporting her and stuff. But I have never been bullied, but it's something that people shouldn't do for self-enjoyment.
Right, you're right. Well, tell the listeners, maybe some signs of bullying that we could be aware of on the public.
I mean, the signs are pretty obvious. I mean, you can tell whether, like, if a person's behavior changes, if they seem to be afraid they start to hide themselves, not like literally, but they hide their personality from the people, like as if they're fearing from being bullied. Mm-hmm. And because the bullies usually target the ones that seem to have the lowest self-esteem and seem to be the weakest.
Okay, okay. Well, also, can you tell the listeners or even students that are listening to the show by being spring break, you know, I may have some young teenagers that are listening and a part of this segment. Can you tell them where can they go for help if they can't go to their parents or, you know, if they just bottle their you know, their fearness up, where can they go for any type of help or assistance?
I mean, they can go to any teacher in their building, they can go to a counselor, a friend, a neighbor, or even a pastor. I mean, anyone who's willing to listen, it's good for a person to talk to someone rather than having the emotions bottled up.
Or being scared. Is there, like, a website or anything that y'all maybe offer at your school?
In my district, they have this website called talk.com where a student can anonymously email any teacher in their building to talk if they need help or they just want to talk. As, like, problem-wise, if they need to talk to some adult in the building, they can anonymously talk to an adult.
Okay, and what is the website again so we'll know?
Talk.com.
Talk.com. I wonder, can the website be used for anybody or just only for your school district, or are you not really sure?
I am not really sure.
Okay, okay. All righty. Miss Marie, thank you for your information regarding bullying. Thank you for calling in the studio this morning. I thank you, thank you, thank you. Guys, if someone needs some help or guide, please guide them in the right direction and give. There is assistance out there. And, again, this teenager just gave out her cycle information regarding bullying at her school. Again, she doesn't have anybody that she personally knows that right this school year that's been bullied. But she did give some information and she gave you some signs. So, again, Marie, you have a good day and enjoy the rest of your spring break, sweetie.
Thank you. You too.
All right, guys, remember the signs of bullying. If you know someone, again, that has been bullied or has been bullied, tell someone. Don't wait until it's too late to help them. Let a counselor know. Let a teacher know. You know, if it's not at the school, again, if you know someone, tell a pastor, tell a neighbor, tell a friend, again, tell someone something because, again, bullying is out there and it's been on the news a lot. And a lot of these kids are, you know, possibly looking at committing suicide. And, again, that's on the rise. So let's try to help the kids. So I'm going to take a quick break and I'll be back with some current events, some business ideas, and more information. Be right back.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Touch this. We'll be right back.
Welcome back, guys. Welcome back. You are here chatting with Cindy here at Open Talk 2. Going to talk about the business side of the show. In the first segment, we talked about bullying. Again, email me if you have any ideas on how we can prevent bullying. You can email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, I thank my caller, Marie, for calling with her information. She spoke very well. And, again, I'm happy that she has not ever been in that predicament to being bullied. So, again, I'm going to move to the business side of the segment, guys. With the business, with any business, always, again, ask yourself, why are you trying to start your business? What are you trying to improve your lifestyle, for your family or your location? Do you intend to work full-time or part-time with your business? Again, do you have a passion for your business? You have to think about those key questions to ask yourself for any business. And then you have four ways to find an opportunity. Notice what people complain about in the in a business. Track demographics and social trends. Capitalize on like new technologies or whatever. So then you have indications to buy a business. You can do franchise, again, business opportunities or direct sales. So if you have no problem with following policies and developing others, then think about to buy a franchise. If you prefer guidelines already established, then you can just go in and take up over on their businesses. That's another good thing. So, again, what's your potential with your customers? What people would pay for? Who needs what? And what do they offer? Again, remember, as I said a few weeks ago, think about a business that people will not do or do not have time to do in their life. Again, you have elderly people out there. That sticks in my mind, guys. I always say this one. They have elderly people out there that needs to go to the store. They need to go for a walk. They may want to go make groceries on their own. They may need to go to the pharmacy. Think about being an elderly care attendant. You don't have to work for an agency. You can do it on your own. Start your own agency. You can be a dog walker, a person that people go to work every day and they don't want to lock their dogs in the kennel all day. They may want someone to really take care of their animal instead of taking them to a expensive daycare, doggy daycare, which they have. Think about doing it on your own. So those are things outside the box that people will not do. Again, with your business, after you come up with your EIN number, that's your for the IRS purposes, and your business name, think of, and make it mean something as well. Make your business name stand out. Make it mean something. Then also think about. If you want a certain business and you want to know if it's not available, you can actually go to the county clerk's office. You can go online, and they have a link provided there, and you can actually look it up and see if that name is actually taken. So that's another one. I'm sorry, I wanted to let you guys know. Develop a market plan for your business. Think about, your email list, your mailing list that you're going to actually send out to people, your news group or your online forums, maybe online telephone directories. Kind of develop a marketing plan or a marketing strategy. Then also market methods based on your personal contacts. Offer free consultations. Do networking and meetings. I'm always giving you guys current events that are free in the area. Always tell you Score Houston. Score Houston has business consulting, business kits, startup kits. They provide information to help you start your business, get a loan if you need a loan. So, again, Score Houston is a good place to do it. And think about if you're going to do a sole proprietor, or you're going to do a partnership with someone, or you're going to be incorporated. Think about the advantages and the disadvantages. And then these are six ways to kind of get started. Turn your employer into your first client. Then ethnically, take your businesses with you. So if you have worked at a different company and you establish friendships and relationships with these people, think about those people. And I'll give you a scenario. When I used to work, my previous boss, her father is elderly. And, again, this sticks out with me. He needs someone to possibly take him out for a walk. So that if I was to open up a business like that, she would be the first person I would contact. So, think about that. Then begin a part-time. your business. Moonlight your business at night. You know, don't bother your family too much during the day, but also bring your family in. With me, my husband is my biggest supporter. No matter what I do, he may disagree with certain things, but it doesn't matter. He still has my back with any and every job or any business I have done. So that's, you know, you have to have that family support to push your business forward. So I'm just going to give you some just quickly give you some business opportunities, and then I'm going to just jump into my current events that I have for you guys. So a home inspector is a good business to start. Think about a interior designer or decorator if you're real creative with that. If you're good with fashion or whatever, do makeup artists. That's good. You can go to different companies. Fox 26 had an ad out the other day that they were looking for a makeup artist. So if you're good with makeup, I don't know if you have to be certified or not, but I'm sure you do, but you can go to different venues and market your business and get people ready for their business meeting. I actually know my hairdresser. He works for a couple of big churches in the area, and they have to get ready before they go on the air, on TV. So he goes and make their faces up and do their hair. So a makeup artist. Another one that I've always said, it was an advertising agency. You have people out there that don't know how to market their business. You can do email marketing. You can do word of mouth. You can do flyers, brochures, but an advertising agency is a good business. If you're good with psychic stuff, maybe an astrologer, something like that, bookkeeping service. Again, this is tax time. People don't have time to take care of their own taxes. They don't know the ins and outs about taxes. They don't know how to do their own taxes. They don't know how to bookkeep. If you have small businesses that need a bookkeeper, do that. Cleaning service. A cleaning service is another one. You have people, again, that don't have time to clean their own home, or if it's their office or if it's their cars. I used to have a guy that I was advertising with. He did detailing. So, you know, that's another one. A gift basket business. If you're crafty and you're creative, you can actually find people that would buy your stuff. Maybe go and to Ross and buy little candles, buy little trinkets, put them together, and like for Mother's Day that's coming up, you got Easter that's coming up. I actually just bought my goddaughter her first Easter basket, but I took it apart, and I'm building her own basket. I'm putting other things in her baskets because this is going to be her first Easter. So think about stuff like that. Be crafty, because I'm a crafty person. I kind of do everything. So those are a few business ideas. I hope this helped. I hope I didn't go too fast. If you need them, again, please email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and I will be happy to email those back to you and any additional information that you need. Again, remember, your EIN number, you got to do your business name. Again, make your business name mean something. Maybe get your mission statement for your business. What are you going to do? What's your goals? Again, make it measurable and obtainable with your different businesses. Hope, again, that helped a little bit. Want to jump into my current events. SCORE Houston is having a Start Your Business kickoff. It's going to be March the 15th, which is this Saturday at 9 a.m. Just got through talking about SCORE Houston. Going to give away free business kits, free business consulting, tell you how to start your business, loans, how to do credit repair, just all kind of stuff. So SCORE Houston is free. That's the main thing. It is free. Then you have the Wellness Revolution Business Networking. It's going to be at the Holiday Inn at 7 p.m., and it's going to be March the 18th. And I think I'm going to attend this one. Again, it's Wellness Revolution. There are going to be different businesses there. You bring your business cards. Network with these people. Let them know what kind of business you have started, what you opened up. You can't afford to buy business cards, guys. They have Vista Print. You can get 250 cards for $10. What's $10? You spend that on Starbucks. So get your business cards together. Pass them out when you go. Keep them with you in your purses. So when you're trying to build your business, you want to network with people. That's the key, networking. I have the Houston Business Journal. They're having a networking seminar that will show you how to build your business network. This is going to be March the 28th, and it's going to be from 10 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. That one is going to be a good one, too. They have normally a lot of people from the city of Houston that are looking for contracts for different businesses to help out. So I always remember Houston Business Journal. I've been talking with some people there back and forth with them. So the community event that I have out this week is the Houston Power. They will be part of a reopening of the Gladiators Gym. It's going to be at 2601 Cartwright Road. It's going to be this Saturday. It's going to be 10 a.m. until. They're going to be doing drills with kids. I think the players are going to actually be doing drills as well. They're going to be available to take pictures with you guys, signing autographs. I actually did a golf tournament with them this past weekend. Had a blast of fun. But I tell you, the players are hilarious, but they played golf. They raised money. They had kids there that participated. We took plenty of pictures. Go to their website, check the pictures out. Again, it's going to be this Saturday again, the event. It's going to be at the Gladiators Gym. It's, I think, in Missouri City. It's going to be 2601 Cartwright Road, 10 a.m. until. They're going to be doing drills. You want to come out, exercise. Again, it's going to be the reopening of this gym. And I am definitely going to be a part of that as well. So if you want to come out, may try to do another show Saturday live, do some interviews with the people at Gladiators, and also kind of interview some of the players about the season. Their kickoff is coming up April the 6th. They're going to play Dallas Diamonds, which is one of their biggest teams. They're a rivalry team. It's going to be a good game. So I want to take time to thank my sponsors real quick. I have NEI. It's a high school diploma program. You can email them at nei55@yahoo.com. Again, if you are trying to get your high school diploma, this is a place to go. Again, it's NEI, and their number is 832-446-6146. That's NEI, guys. That's Northwest Educational Institute. I have Houston Power Football. Check their website out at www.HoustonPowerFootball.com. I have Picture It Photography. You can email him at PictureItPhotography@yahoo.com. I have Park Lane Jewelry by Cynthia Edwards. You can call her at 713-476-1696. Again, if you're into fashion, you like jewelry, Park Lane Jewelry, they have really cute jewelry there, so you can check their website out. But you can call her directly at 713-476-1696. And if you know someone who needs anger management classes or life or business coaching, email High Hopes Outreach Center at yahoo.com. Again, the email is High, H-I-G-H, Hopes, H-O-P-E-S, Outreach Center at yahoo.com. The emails will be confidential. Again, that's our anger management company. They're just kicking off their new business as well. Again, it's High Hopes Outreach Center. I have one more I want to throw in here, you guys. It's going to kind of make you tingle. It's an astrology reading by Elaine. This is a psychic lady, guys. She does tarot cards. She does spiritual cleansing and readings. She is at 6103 FM 1960. Her number is 281-537-7070. If you make an appointment or if you let her know you heard this information on the show, she'll give you a discount. And, again, it's Astrology Readings by Elaine. Got to tell you, I was doing a housewife thing like Kim. I had to go see her, guys, and she told me a lot of good information. I don't know if I kind of believe psychics or not. But anyway, Astrology Reading by Elaine. Spiritual reading, she does cleansing, tarot cards, all that kind of psychic stuff. Love, marriage, health, success, business. Again, she's at 6103 FM 1960. Her number, again, is 281-537-7070. Hope that helped, guys. I hope you enjoyed the show. Hope you guys, if you have any ideas, any different things that you want me to know, please email me again at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Advertise with me at opentalk2.com. Follow me on Twitter. Like me at Facebook. Again, I will be back on the air March the 20th at 10 a.m. Going to be talking about more business ideas and some how-tos as well. MJ will be back next week with her ear to the street. We're going to have our Dirt and Gossip segment as always. We're going to talk about something. We'll find something to talk about. something is always hilarious on the air. So hope you guys have a great week, a good weekend. Again, don't forget about the current events that I just talked about. Again, if you forget about them, please email me the business events that's out there. Again, don't forget them. Just email me. I'll send them right to you. Support the Houston Power, guys. We're going to be at the Gladiator Gym. If you want to get your weight fitness on, your exercise, come out. It'll be free. Again, y'all have a blessed day.
Touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.